أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما جاء آل لوط المرسلون قال إنكم قوم منكرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when the malaika who were en route to the people of Lut alayhi salam stopped over by the home of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and over there they had conveyed to him a message from Allah, and that was the good news that a son shall be born to him. Ibrahim alayhi salam then asked them regarding the actual reason and the main purpose and the real mission as to why they had embarked upon this journey, and that is when they informed him that they were proceeding towards the community of Lut alayhi salam. Allah speaks of the moment when they now arrive at the home of Lut alayhi salam. Allah says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ آلَ لُوتٍ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And when the messengers, referring to that group of malaika, Allah says, when they had arrived at the family of Lut alayhi salam, قال إنكم قوم منكرون. They appeared and they came in the form of human beings. So Lut alayhi salam, immediately when he saw them at his home, he said to them that you all are a community or a people, a group of people who are unusual, unknown to me. You are strangers. قالوا بل جئناك بما كانوا فيه يمترون. And they said to him that, O Lut, in fact we have come to bring to them, to bring to your community, and to bring to you that which they had been doubting. That which they had been doubting in the punishment, you have been telling them about the punishment, you have been warning them of the consequences of this evil deed that they were involved in. The act of homosexuality became rife and so common in the community that those who were not practicing it were seen to be abnormal. And those who were doing it were considered to be normal. That is how widespread and how apparent this crime had become in the community. وَأَتَيْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ. And they said, listen Lut, we have come to you with the truth. Meaning, the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, what we have brought, it is the actual reality. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. And we are indeed amongst the truthful ones. What we are telling you is 100% true. And they instructed Lut alayhi salam. He said, listen, wait until nightfall. فَأَسْرِكَ بِأَهْلِكَ فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. After a portion of the night has passed, travel and move out from the city with your family. Take your family along with you and move out of the city with them after a certain portion of the night has passed. وَاتَّبِعْ أَدْبَارَهُمْ. And you follow them at the rear. Meaning you walk behind the family. So you allow your family to walk in the front. You walk behind them. Specific instructions were given to Lut alayhi salam. Exactly how he should move. How he should conduct himself. And then they said, وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ. Not a single one of you should turn back. Don't look back to see what's happening to the community. When the punishment and the adab of Allah arrives, don't even turn back. Just keep on looking ahead. And that is perhaps the wisdom why they asked Lut alayhi salam to walk at the back. So that he ensures and he keeps on reminding those in front not to turn to the back. That they should just move ahead. وَمْدُوا حَيْثُ تُؤْمَرُونَ. And keep going, keep moving, keep proceeding in the direction that you have been commanded to proceed. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ ذَٰلِكَ الْأَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and reveal to him, we reveal to Lut alayhi salam the reality of the matter. أَنَّ دَابِرَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear to him that أَنَّ دَابِرَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ مَقْتُوعٌ مُصْبِحِينَ. That by the morning, the entire community will be uprooted to the single last person. Not a single individual will survive. مَقْتُوعٌ. مَقْتُوعٌ means to be cut off. Dabir, dabir, the literal meaning of dabir, dabir ha'ula, means the roots of them, meaning not a single person will survive. every one of them will be completely uprooted and destroyed by the morning. Musbihin. وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learned that the wife of Lut alayhi salam, she was a disbeliever. Now, it was allowed, we mentioned this, it was allowed in the previous nation, it was allowed for a believer to be married to a disbeliever. We find that the wife of Lut, she was a disbeliever. The wife of Nuh as well. Nuh alayhi salam, his wife too was a disbeliever. So, she went and she told the men folk in the community that there are some handsome looking young men at our home. Why don't you come and take hold of them, capture them, and you can fulfill your desires with them and do with them what you wish to do. So she informed them of these visitors. وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ. And they were so intoxicated by the sin and this crime that it really just knocked them off their senses, and they were really in a state of intoxication, blinded completely, that Allah says the people of the city, they then came to the house of Lut alayhi salam, يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, and they were really happy, rejoicing, they were happy that we have these handsome looking young men in the community. قال إن هؤلاء ضيفي. When they arrived, this group of men, when they came to the door of Lut alayhi salam, he said to them, إن هؤلاء ضيفي, these are my guests. فلا تفتحون. Don't embarrass me. Don't put me to shame. Why are you behaving in this manner? واتقوا الله. Fear Allah ولا تخزوني. And do not disgrace me. قالوا. They said to Lut alayhi salam, أَوَلَمْ نَنْهَكَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Did we not prevent you from becoming a guardian over the world? We told you to stay out of our business. Why did you come here and start preaching and teaching and admonishing and advising? Did we not tell you that you should mind your own business and leave everyone else alone? أَوَلَمْ نَنْهَكَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Did we not prevent you from the world? Meaning, ask you to just keep yourself and to be concerned of what matters you and not what matters everyone else. قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي. He says, listen, I have daughters. They are unmarried. I am prepared to marry you to my daughters. Imagine a Nabi of Allah. To what extent and what level he was prepared to go in order to save his community and his people from the adab and the punishment of Allah. You would not want to give your daughter to a person of that nature. But he was even prepared to go to that level. He says, listen, I have daughters. هَؤُلَىٰ إِبْنَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. If you really need to do what you have to do and fulfill your desires, then I have daughters. Marry my daughters and you can live with them in a halal way. لَعَمْرُكْ. Allah takes a promise on the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah says, O Nabi of Allah, لَعَمْرُكْ, by your life, إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. They were wandering about in their intoxication, completely intoxicated by their desires. And that's what happens at times. A person just becomes intoxicated and his desires take charge and he loses his senses and his ability to think and perceive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahi, la'amruk, by your life, O Muhammad. This is a great honor for Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah takes a qasam by the life of Nabi of Allah. لَعَمْرُكْ, by your life, by your very existence, Allah takes a qasam by the existence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهُمْ, indeed they, لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ. Sakra means in the intoxication they were wandering about. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the scream or the screech, the cry seized them, mushriqeen, from the eastern direction. فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Allah says that entire piece of land, Allah says, we turned it upside down. We made the upper portion towards the lower. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا. And we spoke of how Jibreel alayhi salam lifted that entire region and went zooming up into the heavens with it and then came back down and smashed it to the ground. Allah says, we made it upside down. And then, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّنْ سِجِّيلٍ. And then we sent down rocks, raining down rocks of hard clay that fell on that particular region and that area. This is the punishment that they had faced. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly in that there are signs لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ, for those who are looking for signs. If you are looking for signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at what happened to this community. They insisted and persisted in the sin and the crime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly in their outcome, there are signs for those who are in search of signs. وَإِنَّهَا لَبِسَبِيلٍ مُقِيمٍ. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the ongoing and perpetual system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Certainly in that there is a clear sign for the believers. وَإِنْ كَانَ أَصْحَابَ الْأَيْكَةِ لَظَالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of the people of Al-Aika, a different community, which will be discussed tomorrow, inshallah.